For 7 years he gave them over to Midianites, because the power of Midian was so oppressive. Israel hid in the mountains and in caves way out of sight. When they planted their crops, they would always get invaded. Midian came to kill every living thing like a locust. Not hungry, they were starving and constantly being raided. They cried to the Lord, cause the situation looked hopeless. The Lord sent them a prophet who told them, I told you not to worship any god before me. But man, you just wouldn't listen. It is I, the same God who delivered you out of slavery, gave you land of your enemies, rescued you from Egyptians. So underneath an oak there was a man threshing wheat in a wine press in order to hide it from all the Midians. An angel of God came and sat down beside him and said, Lord is with you, mighty warrior named Gideon. God, I need a sign from you that you are gonna do what you say. Of wonders, if it's true what you say that we will strike them all dead, then I'm gonna need a sign, cause bro, we are too outnumbered. So the angel told him, take some bread and meat, place it on the rock, and Gideon did, probably thinking he's a liar. But the angel touched the food with the tip of his staff, then boom, out of the rock there poured a consuming fire. Gideon took servants and destroyed Baal's altar. A crowd awoke and wanted to kill him for the deed he had dealt, but Joash stepped in between them and said, if Baal is really your God, then let Baal come forth and defend himself. So the Midianites came and invaded again. Gideon said, if this is real, then Lord, give me a sign. I'ma put some wool on the ground, put some dew on the wool. If you promise to save us, the ground will remain dry.
God, I need a sign from you that you are gonna do what you say you'll do. God, I need a sign from you that no matter what comes, you will see me through. God, I need a sign from you that you are gonna do what you say you'll do. God, I need a sign from you that no matter what comes, you will see me through.
So it was as Gideon said, dry ground, wet wool. Gideon needed more, so Gideon asked the Lord, don't be angry with me, and help me with unbelief. This time let the wool be dry, but wet the floor. So it was, and Gideon gathered all of the men, 10,000 too many. They would think that they had saved themselves. So the Lord told him to go to the river for a drink, and only keep the men who drink like dogs and haven't knelt. What was left was 300 verses, more than could be counted. Midian had more soldiers than the desert has sand. Then the Lord told Gideon, go down, it's time for war. And behold, I will deliver Midian into your hand. Three companies of 100 had Midian surrounded. With the trumpet they sounded, God made Midian confounded. They drew the sword and started to kill each other, not knowing what to do. Terrified they ran, Gideon gave pursuit.
God, I need a sign from you that you are gonna do what you say you'll do. God, I need a sign from you that no matter what comes, you will see me through. God, I need a sign from you that you are gonna do what you say you'll do. God, I need a sign from you that no matter what comes, you will see me through.